Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The UK government response to the pandemic was too little, too late. That's according to the damning official report on the handling of COVID-19. The report was chaired by Baroness Heather Hallett. It concluded that the introduction of a lockdown even 1 week earlier could have saved more than 20,000 lives. The document also has stinging criticism of a toxic and chaotic culture inside Boris Johnson's Downing Street, which it said the then Prime Minister actively embraced. Now, to tell us more about this report is Enda Brady, International TV News anchor with TRT World. Enda, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Now, we watched it unfold, but you were very close at hand as you saw what was going on in Downing Street and Boris Johnson getting sick and all the rest of it and Cummings heading off on his little travels. This report being damning is not really surprising.
No, not in the slightest. And look, if you wind the clock back to when this phrase coronavirus or COVID first started coming into the news and we were all watching it in Italy and devastating cities like Bergamo, and the UK did nothing, absolutely nothing for weeks on end. And then when they started having emergency meetings, COBRA, when the British government has a crisis to deal with, whether it's a terror attack or a pandemic, they go to these COBRA meetings. Boris Johnson missed the first 5 COBRA meetings. He did not attend them. There was a clip of him having visited a hospital and then telling people that he'd been shaking hands and embracing people. And this is an airborne virus that we know spreads so, so quickly. So this report in any way is not shocking. I think it completely kills off any prospect of Boris Johnson ever coming back into the political arena here again.
Because this will be quoted again and again by any political opponents, either within the Tories or elsewhere. They'll say this is the kind of regime you presided over another pandemic or any other national emergency. You wouldn't be able to handle it.
Yes. And the standout figure. So the inquiry runs to 800 pages. The standout figure and the standout headline is, had they gone into lockdown in the UK 1 week earlier, it could have saved 23,000 lives in the first wave. And that is the conclusion of Baroness Hallett, who sat through months and months of evidence and interviews, scientists, all the experts. That's what she concluded.
Now, it's not just London that it takes the blame for what happened, but all 4 regional governments, including that in Northern Ireland, obviously in Westminster, in Scotland and in Wales.
Yes, so the report is very critical of devolved government, which was the system that Tony Blair brought in. So a parliament in Edinburgh, a parliament in Cardiff, and a parliament that sometimes functions on and off in Belfast. So it's very, very critical of devolved government. And the report makes the case that there should have been one central government, one strong leader making decisions for everyone, as opposed to what we had, which was Nicola Sturgeon saying one thing for Scotland and the Scottish people having to abide by those rules. Johnson dithering and London and then certain parts of the UK going into different levels. And we had this bizarre tier situation for a few months as well. And it's very critical of the politicians in the north of Ireland saying that they were very conflicted and that they couldn't get past their hatred of each other pretty much to form any functioning kind of leadership.
It says decision making in Northern Ireland was chaotic and infected by political machination. On multiple occasions, decision making was marred by political disputes between the DUP and Sinn Féin ministers. So, I mean, they don't get away scot-free, although they have protested that they did rather better. But that might have been looking over their shoulders to the Republic, because maybe some people say we were too draconian in shutting down schools for as long as we did and as quickly as we did. But the results were fewer deaths in the Republic. Anyway, the consequences of all of this, I mean, Is there any price to be paid politically by anyone who's still around?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Well, I think Johnson has gone into his bunker in Oxfordshire, and from everything I hear here is he's very much concentrating on making money, writing, public speaking circuit after dinner circuit and corporate events. So he's making a very lucrative living. However, I think he's bored. And he has ambitions to come back into politics. He definitely thinks he can be prime minister again. But the Conservative Party at the next election, if they get the votes that they're currently polling on, 15, 14%, they will have 50-odd seats in the next parliament in 4 years' time. Will he hook up with Farage and Reform? I can't see it. So I think he's dead in the water politically. This finishes him off completely. And just one point about how dysfunctional everything was, Pat. There is one morning I will never forget during COVID. I was outside St. Thomas's Hospital, which is just over Westminster Bridge. You can see it from Parliament, and it's basically the nearest hospital to Parliament. I was outside there at 5 a.m. one morning. Johnson was Prime Minister. He was on a breathing apparatus. He was in ICU and he'd had a very, very difficult few days and it was touch and go. You would think in any functioning normal government, they would have information out first thing for the 6 a.m., 7 a.m. radio and TV news bulletins to let people know the Prime Minister was still alive. The Prime Minister had had a comfortable night, whatever was going on. Cummings did not put out information until the 1 o'clock news bulletin on the BBC. We were there for 8 hours wondering, is there a prime minister? What has happened? Is he alive? Is he dead? That is how dysfunctional everything was in Downing Street back then.
Any mention of the testing regime in the UK generally? Because we had problems here trying to persuade the powers that be that antigen testing was the way to go to give us quick results and therefore to make people safe and secure, knowing that they were or were not infectious.
Well, look, I think overall the report pretty scathing, but in terms of testing and what was done, that she does make the point that they did as best as they could with the science that was available. But I think the point about the 23,000 lives lost in the first wave that could have been saved, she doesn't actually suggest that the overall death toll would have been reduced anyway, which I thought quite strange. But it's interesting today, the only person coming out and defending the government is Michael Gove. He has come out and said that it was an unprecedented crisis dealing with sometimes imperfect information. And in terms of the toxic culture, he said that, you know, sometimes under pressure, voices are raised. That's as much as Gove said today.
Now, there's another story in the UK, and it reads as follows. A Strictly Come Dancing star has reported been arrested on suspicion of rape. What do we know about this? When some of the headlines, I think in The Independent, which is a responsible newspaper, uses the word star, it suggests that someone we would have all seen on screen.
Yes, and everyone's trying to play detective today, and it's a very, very serious allegation of rape which has been made. The complainant is female. She is not a contestant. And not a professional dancer. That is as much as we know about the complainant. It is a woman who has made a complaint of rape. A man has been arrested in London, and the arrest was made on Monday, the 13th of October. So Hertfordshire Police put out the statement. Now, they are investigating because the studios, Elstree Studios, is where Strictly is filmed. Elstree is in Hertfordshire. So it's the local police force who are investigating. We don't know who has been arrested, and I don't think we will know. It's an ongoing investigation. But the female complainant is not a professional dancer. Mm. We know that much, but met the man through Strictly. And I should add as well, it is not related to the current series
Okay, so it's as someone who we would have recognized from a previous series. And by the way, the whole thing of Strictly, I mean, the two presenters are moving on. What's going? Is it not a happy camp? Because certainly on screen, it looks like a very jolly environment.
I think the departure of Claudia Winkleman and Tess Daly, they jointly, on that video they popped up on social media, they did that video 10 days after this man was arrested for rape. So if I wanted to be suspicious or cast a critical eye on the timing of it, I think it's a deeply unhappy camp. There's a lot going on. There was a previous arrest for rape as well. You might remember back in August of this year, a completely separate allegation. There have been allegations of drug use by people connected to the show as well. It's been a field day for the tabloids. And I would imagine Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman, having served 20 odd years together, have thought now's the time to go.
Enda Brady, international TV news anchor with TRT World. Thank you very much.
News Talk's Cash Machine.
If you're dreading the expense of all the festivities ahead, there's one way to sort all of that out. Empty the cash machine today. It's crammed with €265,000 for a guaranteed winner. Now, that'd put a big dent in your financial obligations. To enter, text PLAY to 57557 before 3 or alternatively online by visiting newstalk.com/cashmachine. There you'll find our terms and conditions. It's for over 18s only. You're playing across the GoLad network of stations. The cost, €2.50 plus any network charges. After 3 this afternoon during Moncrief, we'll randomly make a call. If it's to your phone, answer within 5 rings, tell us the amount in the machine, and we'll give you all that money. But if you don't answer, we keep calling until we find our winner. That amount again, €265,000, and it's tax-free. Text PLAY to 57557. Some of the texts coming in: we need a statutory COVID inquiry in Ireland. Too many people suffered and died in inhumane circumstances. The pandemic showed how broken our care system is. People are still dying alone. We must investigate these failures and fix them so it never can happen again. We all hope to grow old. A report here would probably show similar failures. It's striking how little interest or curiosity our body politic has in Ireland's COVID response. The incredible decision to place COVID patients in nursing homes, for example, this resulted in the largest number of deaths. The PPE equipment that was never delivered, contracts awarded without proper oversight. Also, does nobody remember the Cheltenham races? No scrutiny here. At least in the UK, they do thrash it out in public, and there is eventually some transparency. That's from Andrew.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.